Hey there, Audio Boo. Thanks again for listening. AdamDanielMazet.com. This is Toronto, Canada, chiming into the Audio Boo community. So, Thursday night is typically the night that I choose in the week to go out and have a really good time. Probably the best way I can describe it. I was going to use another word, but a really good, fun time going out with my friends and really just rocking it. And I can safely say that this Thursday promised exactly the same as every Thursday does. We have regular places that we like to go to, and we typically just have, you know, just a good time, some good drinks and some laughs and some good conversations. And we got into a really nice chat with the bartender about tipping and service in general. And for those of you who don't know, I've done a bartending course, so I know what servers are supposed to do, theoretically speaking. You know, I've got my certifications, so I could actually serve in a bar and mix cocktails. But it's kind of interesting that there's that aspect of service, and then there's kind of the intangibles. In other words, the mixologist can make your drinks, but a bartender really makes your night. And the bartender that knows how to make your night is the bartender that deserves to have the good gratuity. So that's the thing with tips. Tips are gratuities. They're not automatics. In this country, unfortunately, because Canadians are generally known as a kind of an apologetic type of people. You know, we're very nice, quote-unquote. People like to say that we're nice. We're not really ballsy. You know, we don't know how to shout and scream kind of thing. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. But it comes into play in the matter of tipping, and that is that, you know, the standard gratuity percentage on any bill is 15% before tax. Taxes here in the province of Ontario, we have what's called the harmonized sales tax, which is a blend between the federal and the provincial tax. The federal tax is 5% and the provincial tax is 7%. The federal tax is 5% and the provincial tax is 8% for a total of 13%. So we have a 13% bill, so you tack on maybe another couple bucks or a buck on top of that, and there you have your tip amount. So Canadians by rote will add 15% to the bill as if they owe it to the server, because the server's in the restaurant or at the bar giving them service. But when the service is shit, do you tip? And this was kind of the debate that we were having, ping-ponging back and forth across the table. And the bartender's telling us, and he's a great bartender. He knows exactly what we drink. He knows exactly what we eat. He knows exactly what we like to talk about. He's funny. He kind of looks like a bit like a hobbit, I have to say. And he's got a great personality, and everybody likes him, and all the industry people finish their shifts at his bar because he's open right until the end, which is 2 o'clock closing time. And if you're out late, you could be sitting at the bar till 2:45 and sipping your drinks. And he's a really, really nice guy. So he's like, Canadians are dumb. You know, you don't have to tip because you automatically feel a need to. What servers are forgetting, and they get all grumbly when people don't leave them an adequate tip amount, is tipping is a gratuity. If you give crap service, you don't get tips. It's as simple as that. And I tip really well. If I get really good service, I tip way more than I should probably be tipping, but I do. And then last night I was out, and we were getting really bad service at a place where we've been to for the second time. And we decided that we're not going to be going to that place anymore because this place, the servers are completely oblivious to what's going on the floor. Closing time here in Toronto is 2 o'clock. And what was happening was the servers were beginning to clean on a Saturday night, not a Sunday night, on a Saturday night at 1:15. So we're sitting right adjacent to the bar, and then wafting through the air is the smell of like ammonia cleaner and bleach and, you know, different types of cleaning products and whatnot that are basically contaminating the airspace. And we're doing a pretty steady clip with the drinks. I mean, I don't mix. I pretty much stay, like, if I'll have beers, I'll stick with beer. You know, I'll have a couple of beers, a few beers. My companion will have a few wines. And it's just like, we couldn't get the waitresses or the bartender. She was also the waitress and a server, a bartender, all in one, hitting the floor. We couldn't get her attention if our life depended on it. We literally getting up off the chair and, like, waving our hands like at a hockey stadium just to get her attention. And she finally cottoned on. And there were colleagues all around her. So, like, somebody should have picked up on the fact that we were kind of, like, getting low in our drink amount. Anyway, I did tip her, but I tipped her a very low amount. Not my typical amount, and below 10%. And I actually felt like not tipping her anything. I actually felt like not giving her a single thing, because, not because I'm a mean-spirited or, you know, just like a combative type of guy. I just thought, in that spirit of what we were talking about Thursday night with Stuart, name of the bartender is, you know, I'm not going to tip somebody just because I feel I need to. If I get good service, you'll get a tip. If not, you won't get anything. And Stuart was telling us about one of his regular patrons that comes in, has like a $40 bar bill and always tips him only $2, which is like ridiculous. And he's a regular guy that's been coming in, I think, twice a week, right? And he drinks himself $40 worth of booze. And there's some kind of backstory to this one patron. He has some marital problems, whatever. He's got a lot of debts and he's got a lot of alimony payments or whatever. So he doesn't have a lot of disposable income. And Stuart says, I don't know if, I mean, I take his word at face value, but Stuart says, you know, I appreciate that customer coming in and basically giving me really great company and laughing at jokes and really adding great atmosphere to my bar. He doesn't tip me a lot, but that's okay, because some people just don't tip a lot. And that was his attitude with respect to this guy. So all this thing I'm just basically talking about is to illustrate the fact that my current kind of policy, and I don't go out that often, but when I do go out is, if I'm out and I get great service, you're getting a really good tip from me. And whatever you want to interpret that as, whether you know, like in some countries, if you tip really well, it's kind of an interpretation as if you're trying to do something nefarious. You know, I remember when I was living in Prague, for those of you who don't know, I lived in the Czech Republic for six years. And, you know, when I was there, like if you tip like a girl, like a lot, it's like you're kind of broadcasting to her that you want a banger or something like that. Like something really, you know, it's pretty straightforward, you know, like it's all contextual. My current policy is, if I'm going out and I have a really good time and I get great service, you're getting a good tip from me. And if I don't get any service from you and you're crap and you're a grouch, or you're just like making things difficult, or you're an asshole, or any number of things, or you have like 1,000 different things on the fly and you forget about us, and like, you're not getting a tip. You know, I might give you a buck or two. I almost think like giving a buck or two is almost an even bigger insult than giving nothing. Giving nothing just basically is like an indication of, hey, that's it. And I don't come back. That's the other thing too. It's not like I'm gonna like try to make a point and like come back so that you can whatever, you know. No, I'm not coming back. You lost my business. And you lost all my friends' business, you know, because I do introduce friends to new places and they end up going back there with their families or with their friends. So that's my mission. So what's your policy on tips and gratuities? And I'm sure there's a lot of people that agree, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that give tips no matter what. It doesn't matter what kind of service they get, right? Anyway. That's the long and the short of it. My name again, Adam Daniel Mazze. Please have a look at my Facebook and Twitter pages. I know everybody says that, but there's a lot of really interesting dialogues going on in the Facebook stuff. I wouldn't just say that because I want you to follow me there. And I'm trying to get more into my Twitter again. So if you're up there and you want to, at the real ADM, follow me, that would be great. There's a lot of good things that go on there. And I'm not just saying that, that's vetted by a lot of different people that are on my page. Several thousands of people on both channels. Wishing you and yours many, many good things.